the worst.
Farrah, hello?
Yes.
Good morning to you, Farrah Abraham. Welcome to the program. Yes, ma'am.
What's going on this morning?
Well, here's the deal. Coming back, a new Teen Mom coming up on Monday, MTV, 10 o'clock. Now, why do you think people love Teen Mom so much?
Why do they love Teen Mom? I think there's a relatable struggle that they're watching, and they really enjoy that and seeing progress. And hopefully, people are doing better. And I think also, it's like watching a girlfriend or, there's just relatable factors. And I think that's why we're back again. The OGs are back, the original girls.
Now, you couldn't have imagined this would turn into what it's turned into when you first started this thing, huh?
I can't imagine anything has turned into what it has in my life. So I think it's a pretty special and rare opportunity again.
How do you feel coming back, seeing all the gals again?
For myself, I was actually reluctant to just come back to the show. And others will see that in the premiere. It's because, I think I've moved on in my life. And I also don't want to, say, well, let's move on, because I initially did it for Sophia, and Sophia is her own individual person now, and I let her have her own voice. So she was open to filming, and I embraced that, and now we're back.
And you got a lot of other stuff going on, too. You have a new novel?
Yes. So the last installment of my celebrity sex tape trilogy, Love Through Limelight, is out, and I'm very proud that it's finally finished. So fans can go and read, in the making, the secrets how and Love Through Limelight all together and get the full story. As Felon Opal, the main character, goes through, bad press, stigmas, some transitional hardships that anyone can relate to and grow from. And she now has her bittersweet ending and has a happy ending of getting married. And it talks about adult entertainment. Of course, it is an erotic novel, and I think others will love it even more than 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, that's a bold statement. Ooh. Okay.
You obviously are taking what someone consider your 15 minutes, right? And then you're trying to, you're doing a lot more. What do you think is the biggest misconception about you?
I think it really starts with others not understanding my personality from the get-go. And others would say I'm disrespectful, rude. I don't communicate or open up to them. And I think that comes from a place of not understanding to be empathetic with others' feelings, what I've learned in therapy. So I think it starts all really with understanding everyone's own personalities.
What do you have to say to the people who judge you for what you did when you were 16 or 17?
Or even in, even when I was 20 or those
right.
kinds of things. I have to say, just from all the things that I've been through and now, I really don't try to judge. It's one thing if you have a reaction, like everyone does to anything, and that's being in touch with your emotions. But I think when it crosses the line of judging, I just think to myself when I was like 15 and 14, I used to judge a lot. And now I'm embarrassed of some of the things that I've said to people. And now they're doing so well, and I'm so happy for them. And I really feel like judging is a waste of our time. And I think there's only space for encouragement.
In case you're checking into the People's Morning Show, we're talking to Farrah Abraham. New Teen Mom OG returns Monday to MTV at 10 o'clock. Now, let's clear the air about the tape, your porno tape.
Clear it. It's actually a celebrity sex tape, so I think if you're going to have that perception, let's probably talk about something in a different light.
Are you cleaning up what it is? Did I say it wrong?
Am I cleaning up what it is? It says what it is. I'm not cleaning up anything.
Well, was it leaked in the first place, or did you have the intention to sell it?
So because that this is talked about in other places and there's a legal issue around it, it's probably best how you're starting off the conversation that I don't engage in that. So let me just be honest.
Ooh, okay.
Sure. There's no problem with that.
That hurts a little, though.
Well, I just want you to know so we can, have a better time talking about other things as well.
Can you answer this? You have a lot of options in front of you. People probably don't know. What is it? You have your frozen fresh food items. You still have that going on?
Yeah, I'm working on developing a large restaurant brand, and it's taking time, and I'm pretty thankful that I get to live out a concept. And, and in a lot of ways, I get to create a lot of things and develop things, and I'm super excited. So I hope to become a better businesswoman, and, I'm happy for the mentors that I have in my life who are good at business.
Now, you have tons of opportunity. That's one that maybe people didn't have any idea about, because the adult entertainment, that's gotten you most of the press. So,
and I think others like to really, it's not even what it got me. I think it's what others really pay attention to.
Sure.
And no matter how much others don't want to talk about adult entertainment or shun it or be rude about it, it's really like an underlying factor in everyday life. And I think for me, I've just really tried to become more mature about the topic and be more relatable so I can talk to others about it rather than always be negative. So that's kind of where I am with that.
Can I tell you that I enjoyed it? Is that legal?
Well, I'm happy that you did it in your own time, in your own way. And, you know,
whatever that may be.
You know, with novelty products and different things with Top Coat sales, which I'm also, it's like, wow, I can't believe this ever came out of my life. And then I'm winning awards for the products as well this past year. And now I get to develop women's product lines as well. And I'm just, you know, I have to just go with the flow because I am 23. And it's like, why say no to this? Why not be more open to this in my journey? And that's what I'm trying to, you know, be not so conservative.
Right.
And just be open to those things.
It's a ridiculous thing to ask, I guess, but I am curious what your answer would be. Where do you see yourself at 40? Where would you like to be?
You know, I've really thought about this because I'm very thankful for, yes, everything that I get to do and be a part of now, whether it's in entertainment and developing things and restaurants. But I really see myself going back and furthering my degrees that I already have and probably doing or getting my doctorate in, like, cosmetology and plastic surgery because, you know, others know that I've gotten my own fair share of surgeries, and I'm very passionate because it's helped me, you know, really love myself more. And I see that happening with some of my girlfriends, too. So maybe that's a positive impact in the world in my future.
What about 40-something mom? Are you open to that?
A 40-something mom?
Yeah, we can just carry this all the way thing to hospice mom. We'll take it all the way to the end.
That's so funny. Take it all the way to the end. Well, I will think of that when I feel like stopping.
The internet says you're worth $1 million, more or less.
I definitely know I'm worth more than that, and I don't like to really talk about money worth because who knows who's going to try to steal it from me, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's sure. A good point. Well, I wanted to make sure. I was trying to clear up some of the rumors.
And don't take it personally. He asked everybody that in some veiled way, or sometimes not.
What do you look for in a guy? Three major qualities.
Honesty, integrity, and looks.
There you go. That's right. Honesty all the way through.
You're not going out with somebody in a bag over their head, okay? So it's just the way it is.
My current boyfriend, we'll just say that. It speaks for itself. He's very good looking and awesome. He's a great man. I'm very thankful.
He's cute if you like that. Interpret, you have the last question. Go ahead.
All right, great. Okay, so you've been through a lot the past few years, and
yes,
you've, I guess, learned a lot, too. What do you think out of, like, your young pregnancy and your breakthrough into the adult entertainment industry and entrepreneurship, what do you think is your biggest learning experience, or what would you do differently if given the chance to do it all over?
I think the biggest moment in life that really could have altered things is from the beginning. So when I was 16, I think a lot of my mindset really could have impacted, you know, missing some of the hardships that I had to go through. Yes, I'm fine with that, but I think being 16 and really getting it more together in my head would have, you know, helped me a lot.
Farrah Abraham, the show is Teen Mom OG, Monday MTV, 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. You're a lot of fun. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
I'll say it. I'll be the first one to say it. She's a lot more together than I thought she would be.
Listen, you can call it whatever you want.
I know what you're going to say.
A duck is a duck, okay?
That's duck, we can call, D-U-C-K.
Yes, we can call it a celebrity sex tape. We can call it, you know, whatever.
She got very defensive.
Yeah, she did.
With the porno.
Again, there must have been a reason, and she did say there was legal involved, so I understand. But I'm kind of stunned that she seems to have aged and grown more than I thought she would have.
I still think she's a good egg. I like her.
I'm surprised, but I am. And you know what? When you get a chance sometime, go back and listen to how many times you giggled in the first couple of minutes of that interview. Like, you're Farrah Abraham. I don't know what you were doing there, but you had something on your mind.
42-year-old dirty old man is what I am.
Oh, man. Yeah, she was like, nope. Got to talk about that.
Maybe there was
a good reason
she didn't want to go there with you.
Mm-hmm.
I saw when she went that route. She was going that route. I thought to myself, I said, well, definitely trying to change her image, you know, the whole thing. But
which, fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you make decisions and you move forward. There have been people in history. I mean, it wasn't quite as dramatic, but the Vanessa Williams scenario, that was a controversy at the time, and then she becomes a great singer. You know, you go through children's stars that want to make it. They've got to change at some point, or they're not going to be in the business.
Yeah, nobody ever thought Vanessa Williams would ever do anything again after that penthouse thing and those pictures. Yeah. Those are funny.
Oh, look at you. That was a laugh again. That's what I'm talking about. Right there.
That laugh. That Woody Woodpecker thing, so to speak.
Nipsey. A bit of a local celebrity.
Earl.
He's so cute.
And Jen Shade.
Jen.
The People's Morning Show.
And it went, and it ripped, and I couldn't see the rest of it.
On 105.7 The X.
Guess who picked up a passion?